Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
So now, long forecast to be going the way of the home movie rental business, cinemas have stayed the course and traversed some rocky waters in recent years. Indeed, the sector has remained a cornerstone in our social lives, despite all the doomsayers, and continues to work its way back to pre-COVID levels. Joining me now to give me some of their insights into our big screens, how our big screens are faring, Carl Geraghty is the from the Stella Cinema in Rathmines and in Ranelagh. You're very welcome, Carl. Mark Doherty is the owner of Century Cinemas up there in Letterkenny, a man with a long experience in the business. You're very welcome, Mark. And we've another Mark, Mark Anderson, the director of Omniplex, is also with us here in studio. So I'm looking forward to the chat about the business. It's a sector I'm keenly interested in. We might start with you, Mark Anderson, our director of Omniplex. Firstly, tell us a little bit about the size and scale of your organisation, and then we'll get into how the industry is actually faring.
Hi, Bobby. Thanks for having me on. So Omniplex is an Irish-owned family company. We operate 43 cinemas, both in the Republic of Ireland, Northern Ireland, and more recently this year in Great Britain. So we acquired seven cinemas in Great Britain. So we're
very interesting. And the cinema market in the UK, is it different? Is there any differences in terms of the Irish market or even the Northern Irish market?
No, it's the same films, but the cinema going habits are a little different.
Are they? Yeah.
Just in terms of the times that people go to the cinemas versus the times that people go to the cinemas over here during the weekdays. Weekday afternoons are a lot busier in the UK. It's just the population density over there, yeah, versus the rural Irish cinema over here. There isn't the population to sustain.
Okay, that's been an interesting experience, I'm sure.
Very interesting, really interesting.
Yeah. Carl Geraghty from Stella, again, your own product. I love what you do out there.
Thank you.
I think it's a great experience. I think you've brought it to another level. I can tell you that my favourite experience every Christmas is going to watch Die Hard in the Stella Cinema, because for me it's a Christmas movie and the Stella is the place I want to see it. So
that's great.
How are things?
Things are very good. Thank you and thanks for having me today.
Not at all. So tell us more in terms of business trends, Carl. How's business been this year? I know, just reading through the notes from all three contributors, that this writers and actors strike has caused you all difficulties downstream. In other words, having the available product to sell. Just tell our listeners a little bit about that.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, there was two Hollywood strikes, and that essentially led to a freeze in major releases. There wasn't as many. So content became a massive issue, and that was true for every cinema. There wasn't stuff, there weren't films coming out. So yeah, it's been a real struggle. Thankfully, we're now out the other side of it. For us in Stella, we were expecting that September would be the turnaround for us. We're really happy to say that came a little bit early in August, thanks in part to the success of Kneecap, which was great for us. But, you know, it's building momentum now, and Gladiator opened last night, and I'm sure cinemas across the country were full for that. Wicked is coming next week. Wicked is, for us, it's the biggest on sale we've ever had. You mentioned Christmas. That's obviously just around the corner. And
are you showing Die Hard this year?
Well, of course we are.
Okay, that's good to know. Let's talk to our, excuse me. Let's talk to our next guest, Mark Doherty from Century up there in Letterkenny. Mark, you're very welcome to the programme. Thanks for joining us again.
Good morning, Bobby. Thank you for having me.
Now, remind us about, you started with two screens in the 80s, three screens in the late 80s, four screens in the mid 90s, and you became a multiplex in 2001. Eight screens in total. How are you doing?
We're doing very well, thankfully. Yeah,
good.
Like Carl's after saying, we're probably coming out the end of COVID, the writer strike and the actor strike. We're starting to see that level of product and films, that stream of them that we need beginning to show its face. So there's a great line of films coming up, and we're looking forward to a very healthy box office for the rest of the year.
Yeah, it's interesting, is it not, Mark, that, you know, you're so governed in terms of your success or your challenges about the available product. So if the box office hits aren't there, the impact on your business is really significant.
It can be, but that's always been the way in the cinema industry. You know, we've always been product-driven product-led. If we don't have the product that's produced by the major studios and local studios, well then, you know, we don't have anything to show and sell to our customers. So that's always been the way. We've always dealt with that cyclical lineup of products. So, you know, we just get on with it. It doesn't affect us overly.
It's probably the right attitude. I just wanted to say to our listeners, maybe if you want to text, if you have a comment or a question or something you want to know about the cinema business, send us a text. I see a couple of them coming in. I'll get to them in a second. Back to you, Mark Anderson. Ireland boasts one of the highest cinema attendance rates in Europe. I think we have an average of 3.3 visits per person per year, matching France for the top spot. Why do Irish people love the cinema so much? Or as somebody who's, I assume, studied it acutely for years, what is it about the Irish and our relationship with cinema?
Yeah, I think it's the access to cinema. Rural cinema in Ireland is probably unparalleled anywhere else in Europe.
Is it?
That there are towns around Ireland with 5,000 or 7,000 people with a cinema. And we operate in a lot of towns around Ireland where there is that kind of population. And you just don't get that kind of access to cinema anywhere else in Europe.
Yeah. In terms of its place in the night economy, it seems to be considered differently by government. Is that right, in terms of, or maybe, like, it's obviously a different business to nightclubs, pubs, restaurants, but it is an evening activity primarily. But does it get the support that it should get?
Well, I think it's evidenced by the recent energy grants, the ICOB 2. Cinemas qualified for the very first increased cost of business grant, didn't qualify for the second ICOB, and also didn't qualify for the most recent power-up 4,000 euro grant. And Omniplex made 44 applications, 22 cinemas in the Republic of Ireland. We made applications to every single county council, and we were told, no, you're classified as arts and entertainment. You're not part of the leisure or hospitality to which this power-up grant is targeted towards. So no, we missed out on that. The supports aren't there for cinemas to keep open. And cinema is a really important part of the nighttime economy in Ireland.
And when you look at your figures versus pre-COVID 2018, 2019, on a like-for-like basis, how are they looking?
It's down. It's probably down about 15% still.
Is it?
Versus pre-COVID on admissions. Revenue has gathered pace, but obviously the cost of doing business, the wage cost, the energy costs, they're really, really now starting to impact on our bottom line.
Yeah, like that, Carl, like Mark says there, it's become more challenging to make margin when sales are, and you've already talked about being downstream of the writers' strikes, etc. So if sales are challenging and then you're increasing costs, it's a tough place to be.
It is. It's a very tough place to be. And I know, you know, we share a lot in common in terms of other hospitality, entertainment businesses, but it's extremely tough. In saying that, I'm optimistic. And, you know, I think that audiences are coming back. You know, I think going forward, if we see some stabilisation and a little bit more government support, I'd be very optimistic about where we go from here.
Okay. Back to you and Letterkenny, Mark. In terms of margins, are you feeling the squeeze as well?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. It's all those hidden costs that, you know, seem to be getting imposed by government have greatly affected our bottom line and how we actually do business. You know, they forget that, you know, the energy credits they put on or the carbon taxes they put on, the VAT going back up to 13.5%, that had a huge implication for us. And we would like to see that reduced back down to 9% from a hospitality point of view. So, yes, all those hidden costs are greatly impacting our bottom line and our ability to deliver the product in the way we want to deliver it to our customers.
And how are, I suppose, the ancillary sales, you know, the sales of the popcorn, the hot dogs, the cold drinks. How important are they in relation to the overall mix in terms of the cinema experience?
They're crucial. We just couldn't survive without those sales. The vast majority of the ticket revenue you see coming through at the box office, or you pay for your cinema ticket, you know, ultimately gets passed on to the film companies and the people who made these films. You know, there's a huge industry involved in making films, so you know that has to be financed. Yeah. So most of that box office goes there. So we survive on Coke and popcorns. That's where we survive and pay.
So that's kind of the business model that the basically the ticket price pays for the film, and the margin is then on any ancillary products purchased on the evening.
Yeah, exactly. That's
very interesting.
That's how we provide our facilities here, you know, from seating to sound to projectors to pictures. That's how we provide all those facilities through chips and popcorns.
I have a number of texts in, and I'm going to ask my guest to help me with them. One says here, can you ask your cinema operators to consider banning phones? It's such a turn off with people texting and sometimes even watching something else. That comes in from Jack. How do you feel about that, Carl?
I think that's a fantastic idea. To me, I don't know why anyone would want to be on their phone.
It seems to me like
it's an escape.
Why would you?
Yeah, I completely agree, and I would. I'm not sure everyone in our audience would agree, but we certainly, you know, we don't allow phones in the screen, and we do screen checks to try and prevent people from being on their phone.
But the worst thing would be being behind somebody or beside somebody on the phone rather than... Yeah.
I mean, now it's not so much people talking on their phone, it's the light from
the
phone.
Yeah.
About 15 years ago, I did put in a mobile phone blocker into one of our cinemas and got into a bit of trouble with Comreg, who weren't happy about it. But yeah, if I could have my way, I'd ban cinemas, or ban mobile phones in cinemas, which they are, we do encourage people to be courteous on their phone and to not interfere with other people's enjoyment. But
I don't know which you have. I presume it's you, Mark. Can you ask your guest, when will the cinema in Bray open? We've been waiting for years. Are you opening a cinema in Bray?
In Nutgrove?
In Bray?
In Nutgrove. No, Bray. Bray is up in the air. I don't know what's happening.
Right.
In Bray, but in Nutgrove, we have boots on the ground for Monday for our cinema in Nutgrove.
Oh, great news, great news. I don't know what about this, but can you ask your guests why they don't show Game of Thrones from the first episodes? That would fill seats, says Dan in Salins. Anybody got a view on that?
Probably down to copyright issues, I would suspect. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, just haven't made it available to cinemas.
Yeah, the content has to be licensed for cinemas, and if it's not licensed, then we can't show it. It would be copyright infringement unless it's available for exhibition.
Yeah. And what sort of trends, Carl, are we looking at now in terms of consumer behaviour that might impact your business? Or what kind of things do you look out for now when you're looking at your numbers and you're looking at the future of the business?
I think you said it yourself in your opening. It's experience, experience, experience. That's what people are looking for now. And I think that's the area of the business that's growing. So I think if, and I think this is true of more than just cinemas, it's, you know, true of the wider entertainment and leisure industry. People are willing to pay a premium for the right product. And I think that's the area of the business that's growing the quickest.
Yeah, it kind of has to be accessible to families as well. And, you know, I love the product in the Stella and the wine list they have. but cinema has to be accessible. So it has to be accessible for kids' films. And and the Stella is kind of an older audience. But what we're doing in our Omniplex in Limerick, for example, we're converting all of our seats to all electric recline and couches. and we're building a max 2 screen, so we're converging 2 screens to make a super
sounds great
super big screen.
Well, look, I hope to herald, and I think you're all great ambassadors for your business. Keep doing the work that you're doing, and keep those audiences coming back to the Irish cinemas. Carl Geraghty from Stella, Mark Doherty from Century and Letterkenny, and Mark Anderson from Omniplex. Thank you all so much.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.